on the national level, I think we would be doing a lot better in terms of, you know, political prospects for infrastructure investments if we hadn't been in both this recession and then also we had the political system essentially get dominated by concerns about the deficit. I think that that was something where if you're going to invest more in infrastructure, inherently you have to be spending more. And the way we spend more in infrastructure is increase taxes rather than deficit finance it. And in this climate, that's just gotten more and more difficult in the last year or so. I think there may have been a window of opportunity, you know, after the 2008 election, but there is only so much, you know, oxygen for that. I still think going forward, I'm still relatively optimistic that this is one area where Democrats and Republicans, I think even the Tea Party Republicans, might be able to find some sort of agreement. I think that a six-year reauthorization would certainly be difficult, but perhaps a two-year authorization might be easier, where we kind of do a lot of the policy reforms while putting off the fight over a higher or lower investment. And I think also infrastructure bank is an idea that I still think needs to really be pushed. I know President Obama had, you know, proposed it in the 2008 campaign and then again this past fall. But I think it's something that has the potential to be somewhat game-changing if done right and if made actually independent and if it's allowed to actually issue its own debt. I think that could be a major game changer.